Now, what we're going to do, you may see Steve and I bobbing up and down, because we're going to be working in tandem together, sharing different things that God has been doing this last year, and the changes that we believe, not exhaustive changes, but changes that we believe God has been doing, and how God has been working, and with a view to 2017. Okay? And then at the end of it, we're going to pray together. Maybe break up into groups. I don't know how Steve's planning this, but that's what we're going to be doing. Okay? Now, Lisa has planned something for the kids. They're already stuck in. All right? At the back there. That's what the tables were for at the back, so that we can all be in on this. We are recording this because there's a number who can't be here today. Let me just tell you of situations of those, some of those who can't be with us today, and I would really covet your prayers for them. John telephoned to say that his sister was taken into hospital with pneumonia. And so that's where John is today. And so please pray for John. That's why John's not here. Jeanette isn't here. I don't know why, but it could be just... No, I'm not going to use the word just. It could be Jeanette's ill health and the assault course that she has to face coming down the road from the home to the roadway. So please pray for Jeanette. Jean Hoyle in the wheelchair. Jean can't because she's not well today. But she was actually one who said, please record it because I want to know what is shared and how I can be praying. Andy and Gina. I don't know about Andy and Gina. But we can just pray for them. Anybody else? Thank you. Thank you, Steph. Alan phoned, and he's been really ill the last couple of weeks. So please pray for Alan. He just wanted to let us know because he was on the doors, and I won't be there. I've been in bed just about best part of 2 weeks. So Shiji Fleming came back, I think, yesterday. So, Shijin Fleming, also Betty, and we were just kind of wondering what the ski jump is down the hill with all the ice. And I know Jean skied here this morning. She was saying how slippery it was underfoot. So there's
Chris took her daughter on a special weekend for a 4 years.
Right, okay. So number can't be here, but pray for them. And also visit with them if you can, all right, to encourage them. I've been preaching twice on the unlesses. Yeah? Do you remember what the first one was? I'll give you a clue. Yeah. Yes. Unless we become like little children, we cannot see or enter the kingdom of God. Okay? Last week's was... Unless we die to self. All right? Today, as I was kind of reflecting, there is actually a verse that fits into this. Another unless. It's actually an Old Testament one. Psalm 127 and verse 1. And it is, unless the Lord builds the house, that's right, unless the Lord builds the house, the builders build in vain. What's the point, in other words? That's what the psalm is saying. Unless the Lord watches over the city, and he's talking about initially Jerusalem, but prophetically talking about the church and also our lives. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the guards stand watch in vain. And so God's got to be in, quite specifically, in the building of his church, in the building of our lives, in the building of his work, in and through Blackburn. And Steve came up with this phrase, envisioning Sunday. All right, and I think that's a fantastic title for this morning. Okay, we're going to give you some prayer fuel, but we're going to tell you, remind, as I said earlier on this morning, what God's been doing amongst us. Now, for Community Church Blackburn, I think 2016 has been a major year of change in many, many different ways. All right, it's been a year of growth, and we only have to look round to see the numerical growth. And there must be like 10 people away. I'm used to seeing a line of people leaning against the back, all right, because we kind of, until the children disappear upstairs to their classes, then we just have had standing room. And so it's been a year of growth. It's been a year of attempting and actually doing new things, and trying new things that God has led us into, and these things have been quite challenging to us as individuals and as a church, and it's demanded that we've needed faith to do them, faith in God. We've needed courage as well to overcome fears and apprehensions. We've needed determination, and we've needed perseverance as we've sought to follow what God has had for us. And I think this next year of 2000 is going to be the same. It's going to be, there's some of it we know, and there's a lot of it we don't. And what a wonderful balance, because we're people of faith who walk by trusting and relying upon God. So there's lots of exciting things that we feel God would have us plan, and things that we hope for, and God will be there for us in the activities of 2017, just as he was and is in the activities that are kind of started in many cases in 2016. And what have we got to do? Just keep our eyes on Jesus. And what Jesus, what God through the Holy Spirit is doing. Because Jesus only did what he saw his Father doing. And so we've got to see what the Father's doing in order to be following through with those things. And they need to be our priorities in the grand scheme of things. And so we want to carry on growing. Keep the momentum going. Not in a physical, human way, but God's got a momentum for us. So what have been the highlights? That's what Steve and I spent last Tuesday night reflecting, praying about. What have been the highlights of this last year? What have been the areas of growth and development in the church here? And forgive me, this isn't an exhaustive list. You may say, hey, Andy and Steve, you've forgotten about these. Forgive us. If you think we've missed something at the end, please come and mention them to us. Forgive us if we forgot, all right? So there's a list. We've got a list, and we're going to, like I said, share them. And they're in no particular order of importance, all right? The first thing is, bang, is I think there's been a new spirit. I'm not saying a new Holy Spirit. I think there's been a awakening up and a work of the Holy Spirit. I'm going to move back a touch here. A new spirit has been at work within our hearts as leaders, as elders. And it's concerning the use and the management of, really, the church's finances. And we've seen a mighty breakthrough in the church's finances. We realise, first time for many years, we were actually in the black in terms of where we were. Okay? And And the spirit that God has laid upon our hearts is actually particularly towards the poor, towards the needy, and towards evangelistic and discipleship usages. All right? Both inside and outside of the church. God wants us to become more like Jesus. Jesus has a compassionate spirit. And that's what we've got to have, both for believers and non-believers. And we believe there's been, we've called it an unlocking of grace. That grace is something we don't deserve. There's kind of been an unlocking of grace within us and concerning the use and the release of monies for the poor and the needy. And we have, through the year 2016, we have given more away than probably any year I've known here at Community Church Blackburn. And God has blessed us. As you know, we had a gift of £50,000 towards a building, but not specifically labelled and for that. But God has blessed us with that. And we've set that aside with the other wonderful gift we got some years ago. And as a church, we have £100,000 that we believe God wants us to put towards a building. And I'll be sharing about buildings in a little bit later. But God's blessed us financially as a church. And we're just in awe of God. And he wants to continue to do that if we just have this same spirit. And I as just, you know, on behalf of Steve and I'd just like to thank you for your sacrificial giving over this last year. In particular, but you are a giving church. And we've sought to use the monies that have been given to glorify and honour God and extend his kingdom. And without God's people, brothers and sisters in the Lord, giving, a lot of this work couldn't take place. So we just want to thank you for your giving to God's work, for your giving to God. Okay? So that's kind of the first thing. The second thing is there's been, as I've mentioned earlier, significant changes in the church in a number of different ways, which is good, because God wants to change us constantly. And Steve and I, we've sensed, and others, that there are significant changes taking place in the spiritual atmosphere here in Blackburn. I'm involved with other leaders, not all leaders, certain leaders in this town who have very, very similar burden to see God's Spirit poured out upon Blackburn. And what God has done, he's brought us closer and closer together in relationship and mission as leaders and our churches, like never before. God is doing that. And he's brought us closer together. And the churches that are seeking to do it, and I would think there's about 5, 6, or 7 churches actively represented in this at the moment. And there's a real sense of unity and mission in the churches. It is, in many ways, unheard of for various reasons. And a couple of weeks ago, the four of us, Steve and Lisa and Lynn and myself, we actually spent a Saturday evening with four other couples, each from different churches, having such a wonderful time around food. We had people from the Vineyard, the Exchange, the Abundant Life. We were all there having so much fun. And then about 10 o'clock, We just went into the front room and we just poured out our hearts in prayer for Blackburn. And it was a glorious time. And I thought, what a joy it was to do that. And to be working with no suspicion and no, you're not sheep stealing, none of that. There's not that kind of spirit whatsoever. There didn't seem to be jealousy or anything. And we just see ourselves as part of the Church of Christ in Blackburn. And that has been brought about by God. It is God's time for Blackburn. And as a church, we have played a leading part of that in seeking to promote mission together as churches, doing evangelism and outreach work and so on. And but the churches are becoming other people from churches and not just church leaders involved in that, reaching out into Blackburn. And as I said, we believe there's something very different. God is on the move here in Blackburn. And what God does is he brings his people together in it. And that is what God has done. And we believe there's going to be an awakening in Blackburn. And there's going to be a harvest. There's a harvest out there. But we believe there's going to be a gathering in of the harvest. And we're going to be working together. And things like the healing on the streets, things like the Alpha, things like the Christmas concert stroke celebration carol service that was we had at Christmas, the baptismal service and the people there. They're just opportunities for us to come together and that's going to continue in 2017. There is a group that's been formed called the Rise Group, and it's amongst some key leaders, and it's revival. The letters of that word stand for revival, inspired or inspirational, spirit-filled, and I can't get my tongue around the last word, entrepreneurial. And it's about Christians shining and glorifying God in their place of work. And how can the church facilitate this? How can we do it? And there's got to be a meeting. I think it's the Saturday the 25th of March, and we're seeking to invite all the leaders and people from churches. We're doing it at the Exchange where the Reignite Church, Alistair and Janet's over there, where we have the baptismal service. And it's to share with the churches God is on the move, and to hopefully bring churches, leaders from churches, people from different churches, from Blackburn, even beyond, together to see this kind of thing that God is doing and wanting to do, and how different people can be part of it. The third thing, all right, then I'm going to hand over to Steve, is we've become outward looking as a church. I'm not saying we never looked outward, but we've become more outward looking as a church. And there's been a growing sense in us and in other churches that the church has finally left the building. There's a book with that title, The Church Has Left the Building. All right? They've had a burden, often in the past, but it's often been a burden we share together and do together. But the lost are out there, folks. The lost are out there. And the church is beginning to leave the building, is beginning to really reach out and touch. And all that means is that we're going and seeking to fulfill the Great Commission that Jesus gave us to go into all the world and preach the gospel and make disciples. And new ventures of faith have happened and will continue to happen in order to do that. And we as a church have been leading in many ways, not all, spearheading in the town of Blackburn. Because God has been leading us as a church, okay, to do that. And as a church, part of that is we've provided resources. We've put on the HOTS training. It costs a lot of money, but we wanted to train and make available this training to other churches in order that they too can go out on the streets and offer prayer for healing and salvation to people. Now, that was our vision to do it. And yes, we had people from the churches in Blackburn who came and got trained. And at the moment, I think there's about 25, 26 people signed up and said they're going to be available. All right? But I think God, that's just the beginning. God wants to lay it on lots and lots of people's hearts. It is an act of faith. That's what's happened. Okay, through the HOTS, through the Alpha. And it's having quite a rippling effect. It's not just Blackburn. A team came from Salford to be trained. And now they're doing it in Salford. And some came from Bolton. And it's happening in Bolton. And a guy came from his church in Accrington. And he wanted to go back. All right, and that's wonderful to see. If you go on the website, the Healing on the Streets website, you'll see where it's breaking out across this country and how people are being healed and saved. And we're just part of a big movement of the Holy Spirit. And God is meeting people's needs. And it's not just things like Healing on the Streets and Alpha. Reignite are running a kind of a supernatural course called Equip. And it's really a lot based on the supernatural. That doesn't mean shaky stuff. It means we're supernatural people. What is the supernatural? Doing things that normally wouldn't happen. Well, we are supernatural Christians. Because we've got a supernatural God. And God can do things, the impossible, if we take him at his word. Now that's scary, isn't it? Be stepping out in faith to that. But that's the kind of God we follow. All right? And that Equip course is a scary course. Because it takes you out into the unknown. And you start walking on your own water. But churches like Reignite have started things like that as well. Now, Steve, you come and share about some of the other things, please.
We need to change the way that we think and repent, because the kingdom of God is at hand. Amen? Are you excited?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Who has heard, everywhere I went, I would go, which church do you go to? And they would go, I go to Community Church Blackburn. And they'd go, where's that? What church is that? How many times have you heard that? Yeah. We were the invisible church. It was one of the things, to a greater or lesser extent. And part of quite a few things that we've been doing all of this year is changing an invisible church into a visible church so that we can further the kingdom of God. Okay, and display God's love. And we had this year, we had a crazy idea which kept me up all night for quite a few days, and it was about delivering leaflets to every household in Blackburn. And do you know what? We ran with it with no expectation that you were going to do it at all, because it was bonkers. Yeah? Do you know how many of these leaflets you delivered? 20,000 of these leaflets as a church. 20,000. Okay, and I'm looking at some people who received these leaflets, and I don't know, it may have changed their lives, but they are seeds for the kingdom of God. And whether you delivered them, whether you prayed for them, there was an aspect of spiritual warfare. So I now know my area so well. I've walked every street and every house of Fenice Gold and Cherry Tree. If you're John, you've walked more than that. If you're Jeff, you've walked more than that. But you've all walked areas of it. So there's an aspect of spiritual warfare. They are seeds for the kingdom of God. They are demonstrating, and they demonstrated love for our city and our town. And it stretched your faith and got you involved. And you know what? I am so amazed and proud of you. And God is smiling because the amount of these leaflets that you delivered. I cannot believe how many that you delivered. Amazing. God is good all the time. Yeah? And that's just one of the things. They are seeds for the kingdom. And again, we've seen changed lives. I know loads of people have received these. We are presently, we haven't 100% decided, but we're going to pray whether we're going to do it again when it's a little bit warmer or when it's a little bit more sunshine, I think, if we do it again. But they're seeds for the kingdom. Other work that has been taking place that you will not realise is we have done a lot of work on our website. We have done a lot of work on our branding. So have we got, I know I'm messing you up, Jeff. Have you seen our new logo?
Logo,
put it
on Google.
Doesn't matter. But we'll be branding things. There you go. What do you think? Do you like that?
Yeah.
So we spent a lot of time doing that behind the background. We spent a lot of time on the website. There is a lot of work going on in Facebook. So whenever we post things now, the 50 people used to see them. Now nearly 200 people see what Community Church Blackburn are doing for the kingdom of God. We're going to do a lot more work about that. But we want to be no longer the invisible church. Want to be the visible church, not so we look good, so that we can build the kingdom of God. Okay? Other highlight. Every January or term, we sit down and we wonder, both me, Jeff, Andy and various, how are we going to get everything done that we need to get done just serving? Yeah? And you have all, every face has served all of the year, both in children's work and youth work. And how we do it, I do not know. We do big church ministry internally with so few people. And you are absolutely incredible. That has blessed my heart more than anything else. You are incredible servers, whether it's the food at the back, and Peter and Margie bringing different things, whether it's doing the silent night thing, whether it's the week on week on serving on children's work, whether it's the cleaning, whether it's the tidying, whether it's the praying, whether it's all these ministries, whether it's the door, whatever. You are an incredible serving church, and it gives God such glory, and it blesses my heart so much. You are absolutely amazing. And again, serving on other things, Alpha, various stuff. You know, Gina, she's not here, the amount of work that she does, and Angela with the trustees, and there is so much going on, and you are absolutely incredible, and it is building the kingdom of God in Blackburn. Yes. I think you should give yourselves a round of applause, actually. Yeah. Incredible. That has blessed our heart. The other great blessing we have, for the first time, not the first time, but a youth group, and that is something that's come out of this year, which is incredible. Can I say that our young people and our youth are incredible? Are absolutely, they are a blessing, and just very often their discipleship is so far much further than some of the adults sometimes, and they're amazing. And we've had our baptisms was of two of our young people, and they are doing so well. And so much is down to the people that are serving and honouring God in our with our young people and our youth group. So that is a real blessing. The other thing that we've done over this year and has been a highlight is we are part of New Frontiers, okay? But in New Frontiers, a few years ago, New Frontiers moved into something called Spheres, which is kind of our jargon. So they almost broke down a little bit and said, right, off you go and expand and do again what the whole movement of New Frontiers did. We've moved Spheres slightly. The reason being is because the sphere which we were in, which was Catalyst, which has served us amazingly and have been absolutely fantastic, and we've attended a wonderful Catalyst conference, which was amazing. The nearest churches to us were actually South Manchester. And one of the real desires to do is to build churches with a relationship with other New Frontiers churches in our local area. So we have moved to Christ Central. We're called Christ Central Fear. The reason is because around us we have Preston, Bolton, Barnoldswick, potentially Burnley. We've got about five or six church round us in an area that we can access and get involved in. Andy and Lynn and myself and Lisa have been meeting up with New Frontiers leaders from Christ Central, both on a Wednesday once a month. There is kind of a hub which supports us as oversight, and also we've eaten many meals and we've visited. So a guy called Graham Webb from Liverpool, Rob Coleman, who will be coming to preach from the Bolton Church, and various stuff. There's been a lot of work gone into building those relationships, and actually what we're going to do is we're going to use those relationships, and we're also going to assist and serve as well. So this year there is no Catalyst, or there is no what we call Devoted, which is the festival that Christ Central do, but the year after we'll be preparing for, as a church, to be served and to be fed and to enjoy with other New Frontiers churches around the country in this area with us on holiday. So get ready for that. I'll hand back.
Thank you. So I told you we'd be jumping about a bit, and sorry, Steve. God. My back, I get bad back. I did share earlier on that we have one more week here, and then we're going to be moving, as they say, log, stock and many barrels to Wesley Hall. All right. Last year, we were a bit of a church on the move. If you remember, about this time last year, we were actually in Wesley Hall. But we felt God would... We were kind of split on two sides. And things were slightly different at Wesley Hall to what they are now. And we were in the community hall, which was okay for then. But sadly, at the end of September, the church that used to, Methodist church that used to meet in Wesley Hall, they closed. And the believers started to go elsewhere. So the main worship, they call it the worship centre, from about October onwards, wasn't being used. And we, at Easter, we decided to move back here. And we started to pray for God to provide a new building for us maybe to buy. That would be kind of multi-purpose for us. And we, Steve and I, and a number of people, we went visiting a lot. Do you remember? I know Steve and I went to visit that used to be the big place
that's got 24 marked out car park spaces. That's how it's about over there. Pardon? It used to be like a clothes shop and maybe other things as well. And they only wanted 850,000 for that. All right? So we thought, maybe that's not us. Okay? It was a wonderful shell. I can't describe it. So we went there, and then Steve and I went, and we had a good look round, and we thought, yeah, this is good. How much? And then we actually found another place, which was Lomas Office Stores, and we went there. And that was on King Street, and we thought that might be the place, but they wanted just under 500,000, and we just didn't have that sort of pocket change, so we decided maybe that's not where God was moving us. And then we went, was it St. Mark's? We went to Liquid, the nightclub. The lights came down. All right? And Pete was really at home there, weren't you, Pete? In terms of he could... No, I'm joking. We went and we... There was an artificial ceiling and there was two floors and it was challenging. And we thought maybe that might be the place. But then we heard of a billiard hall. Just across from here. So we went to have a look at the billiard hall. And am I in the wrong place? Yes. Look at that. Yes. Oh, right. We went to the billiard hall, but although the price was reachable, it wasn't the kind of building that was going to be versatile and multi-purpose for us. And also it opened right onto the street. All right, and that was like just a big accident waiting to happen, I thought. Then we went, had a look at St. Mark's, and that was a nice warm place. And we had a look round there, and it was wonderful, but it was cold. It was really cold. And plus, they just didn't have enough rooms for us. And that kind of reminds me, I need to get back to the guy about it. And then we thought, but maybe God's got something more for us. And maybe we might be rushing stuff. And then we thought, Wesley Hall. And it just seemed to tick all the boxes for us, for now, temporarily. All right? It's happened very quickly. In terms of a quick email, then a visit, and now I just got a text back last night from Wesley Hall to say the people that had to discuss whether we come, it was unanimous. We can't. And then we can come. All right? And so we need to enter this building and we need to give our month's notice to Mrs. Sadat, the owner. And so she can move ahead with this building. We've had about 5 or 6 people looking around because that's why the to let sign has been on there. So she's prepared. And so that's what we're going to do. It's bigger place as we were able to sense at Christmas. And so we're going to be stepping out in faith, going there that God might add to us. I've been told we can put out a sign, a sandwich board. And so we're getting Nigel made to measured sandwich board so we can stand there and invite people in with the grappling hooks and so on. Every Sunday morning we can do that. Plus a notice board these all kind of different things than before. Plus, we're going to be in the worship centre, and so that's Wesley Hall. So please pray about that, will you? So we need to clear this. The other couple of things, number eight, was during this year has been discipleship and spiritual growth. We've seen numerical growth and we've also seen spiritual growth in the church here. And we want to see more of both. All right, God wants us to grow in our commitment and in relationship to God and with each other. And he wants, you know what it, that unless that I read this morning, unless the Lord builds the house, the builders labour in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the guards stand and watch in vain. Now he's really getting pretty active. I'll just move over here, slinging stuff about. Good. Let's encourage that. I believe it's not how creative we are, although God wants us to be creative in how to reach out to people. It's actually knowing what God wants us to do. And so we've got to be seeking God. And I believe that God is just seeking to, you know, the more needs we have, the more needs we should have. Okay? In praying and coming before God about the needs. And so I believe that God is going to show us there. All right? But because we don't have a building, then we're going to be doing it in homes. So if you could let me know when we can have our prayer meetings and where in homes, that would be wonderful. Okay? And it's just a matter of communication where that's going to happen. But it's going to be fun. All right? It's going to be fun together as we see some competition here. Or he's just saying what you're thinking. I wish he'd pack in quick. All right. Nearly there. All right? I'll move on. The last thing is spiritual gifts. All right? We believe, the Bible teaches, that everyone, that there are such things as spiritual gifts. Gifts from God to be used. Why? What for? To build up the body of Christ and to encourage them and strengthen them. And did you know that every one of us here has one or more of the 20 to 22 different spiritual gifts that are told about in the New Testament? Every one of us has at least one. Nobody has them all. Praise God. So we're all dependent upon each other. And there are spiritual gifts, and we need to know what they are. But secondly, we need to know what are ours. Because that's where God is going to bring a lot of the fruit through them in our lives. And the third thing is knowing what God has given us. The third thing is actually using them. And so we want to encourage everyone to know what your gift is and how God wants you to serve in this church even more. All right? Even more. And so if you don't know what your gifts are, meet with Steve or I. And we'll pray with you. And what you've been involved in the past may indicate. But, you know, I believe God, there are some gifts that are lying latent in people. And the Holy Spirit wants to blow on them. Just like Jesus blew on the disciples, he wants to blow on them the breath of the Holy Spirit and nurture them and help them to grow. And so I believe there are gifts in all of us that God still is going to uncover and use. All right? And that's what God, I believe, wants to do. Now, I'm going to hand back to Steve. Steve's going to tie it up, and then we're going to pray, and then we're going to eat. Sorry, Steve. You've done so well, chaps. Well done. Yeah, well done. In summer, at a half night of prayer, and a few of you there with me, my heart was broken, and I was so angry. A little bit with God, but angry. I had never in my Christian life been part of a growing church. I'd only ever been part of a church that was vocally in decline, or felt like it was getting smaller and smaller and smaller. And I think probably about 2 weeks ago, I suddenly realised, and it's by God's grace and God's favour and for God's kingdom, that Community Church Blackburn, and for the first time, we are part of a church that is growing, one person at a time. Yeah, and that is so exciting. And the kingdom of God is at hand. And from where we were maybe in January, where we were maybe broken and shaken and whatever, we are growing. And that is nothing to do with me or Andy or whatever. That is God's grace and God's favour. And we want more. We want more church growth, not so we've got a big church, but because we want to see the advance of the kingdom of God and the rule and reign in Blackburn. Yeah? So I want to pray for that. We're not going to split up into groups because time is moving on. Kids, we're going to pray. Do you want to pray as well? Yeah? Maybe not. Yeah? But let's pray. Let's play as a group, as a church. We want to hear your voice as well. Let's thank God for these things. And there are so many more things that have happened this year that have been glorifying to God. I want to say sorry about the things if we've copped up. Yeah, and we want to give God all the glory, and we just pray for thanks last year and for this year, and it's exciting. Are you excited? Good. I shall start, and then I'm going to kick it over to you. Lord Jesus, we give you all the glory. Lord, we are absolutely nothing without your Holy Spirit, without your grace, without your glory. And we just thank you for the small things that are happening. They're not small, they're amazing things that are happening. Lord, we want to see your kingdom rule and reign in Blackburn and in this church. And Lord, we want to be part of that journey and just enjoy that tide. Lord, we want revival. One person at a time. But we want to have faith. We want to see signs. We want to see wonders. We want to see miracles. We want your kingdom to advance. We want to see you rule and reign in Blackburn. We want to help the poor. We want to mourn. We want to do all the Isaiah 61 things. We want more and more and more. Lord, we have tasted it this year. We want more and more and more, Lord. Not for us, but for your glory and your honour. Lord, we are excited. We are so excited. Lord, we ask for blessing, but not blessing just to be nice, but Lord, for your glory and your advancement. Lord, send your spirit in this place. Amen.